American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. Former President Trump addressed a crowd of supporters at a rally on Long Island Wednesday as he thinks that he can win New York State in November.
Former President Donald Trump was met by a massive sold-out crowd for his rally in Long Island, New York, with supporters lining up all day to secure a spot in the venue. While New York is traditionally blue, Trump, a native New Yorker, is confident that he will win his home state in November. A new Fox News poll shows Vice President Harris leading Trump by 2 points nationally among registered and likely voters. But among voters who say they want a drastic change, Trump leads Harris by a wide 31-point margin. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
Vice President Kamala Harris edges former President Trump in a head-to-head matchup. The Fox News national survey finds a 3 percentage point shift among registered voters in the 2024 presidential contest since mid-August. Trump had a 1-point advantage last month, while Harris was ahead by 2 points today, 50% to 48%. Fox News political analyst Kellyanne Conway had this to say about the poll.
So I would tell people what I've been saying for decades. Look way beyond the horse race numbers on any given day, who's up, who's down nationally or in a swing state. I thought the Fox News poll really dug into the same concerns that voters are expressing to each other and to themselves as they think about how to vote. What are they? Fox News asked, would you like minor change, major change, or drastic change? 84% said they want some kind of major or drastic change. Of those folks, they support President Trump, 63 to 34.
A major union is not endorsing a presidential candidate. For the first time since 1996, the Teamsters Union is not endorsing a candidate for president. And liberals like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez aren't happy about it.
I'm very disappointed in Sean O'Brien's leadership. I have found it increasingly alarming all year. When the Teamsters are in trouble, who do they call? When we need to make sure that Teamsters' pensions are bailed out, when we need to make sure that they have a fair shake at the negotiating table with rail, it was Sean O'Brien calling Democrats for help.
But New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney says it's actually the other way around. It is Democrats asking the Teamsters for votes.
Well, it's interesting that she says that. How undemocratic of her. The majority of the Teamsters' rank-and-file members supported Donald Trump in a poll, and that's probably why the Teamsters' leadership didn't come out and go against the leadership, their own members. But she wants them to do that because guess why they're struggling? It's the Green New Deal of New York that was passed in New York and something she advocates for that's hurting all kinds of union members all across New York and all across the country.
Freedom From Religion Foundation says an Alabama teacher must stop posting Bible verses on the classroom whiteboard, but not everyone thinks that's accurate.
The teacher at Glencoe High School has been writing the verses on the whiteboard and posting them on TikTok. The Freedom From Religion Foundation claims the teacher has been misusing her position and informed the county school district that this violates the Constitution. Attorney Keisha Russell of First Liberty Institute gave AFN a second opinion.
I have not seen the videos that this teacher has posted, but I certainly don't trust the legal analysis of this atheist organization. It's perfectly constitutional for a teacher to use quotes out of the Bible as she would any other secular quote or out of any book or from any other famous person to motivate or educate her students.
Russell said the Supreme Court has said over and over again that the Bible is useful for instruction, for its historical value, and that America's governing documents are in large part derived from much of the language in the Bible.
This organization often writes sort of these alarmist letters, but there's not a lot of substance to it generally. And as you know, First Liberty's case in Kennedy versus Bremerton, the Supreme Court recently said that the Establishment Clause, while it protects students from coercion, you know, being forced to engage in religious exercise, it is not intended to just shield students from ever being exposed to religion. And that includes scripture. So that's just not accurate.
When asked what schools should do if they received these letters, Russell suggested the following.
My advice generally is to just throw that letter away.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.